I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's time to chat with Tom Lydon about the ETF of the week. But before we do that, I want to remind you that Tom is the editor of ETF Trends, the president of Global Trend Asset Management. And if you want more information, it's ETFTrends.com. It is at ETF Trends on Twitter, or it is at Tom Lydon on Twitter. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Let's get right to it. Our ETF of the week is...
The Wisdom Tree Europe Hedged Equity Fund, ticker symbol H-E-D-J.
H-E-D-J, the Wisdom Tree Europe Hedged Equity Fund. Europe now? I mean... Some folks would say you're a little late to this trend. I know you never feel that you're late to a trend. So explain why Europe now, when we've seen a nice rebound, but you then also still have all the stuff with Cyprus hanging over it.
Yeah, absolutely, Chuck. So the idea here is, and this is starting to get a little bit more prevalent with ETFs, is you're not only having opportunities with equities within certain areas, but also a way to be able to trade the local currency. So we saw this in Japan, where WisdomTree also has DXJ, which is the Japanese hedged yen ETF, which has done quite well as they've had a big battle in fighting deflation, running the yen down, down, down to devalue more and more as equities over in Japan have gone through the roof. It's been amazing. But some of that same thing has been happening over in Europe. We've seen European equities do well, but we've also seen a slip in the euro. So volatility is also important in equities themselves, but it's also important as far as the local currency. And what WisdomTree has done is package both of these volatilities, let's say, within one ETF.
How does the hedging stuff work for those folks who are hedged there? They may not understand where the hedge comes into play. So explain how that works and why it's important here.
Yeah. So when you're buying foreign equities, in most cases, you're buying it within the local currency, whether you buy an individual equity themselves or with it, whether it's wrapped into a mutual fund or into an ETF. But if you buy it and that local currency goes down in value, the price that you pay or the price that's owned in actually is affected by that depreciation within the local currency. So what happens here is in this hedge equity ETF, the equities might be doing pretty well, but if that local currency, in this case the euro, goes down in value, you're not making as much money. So what happens is WisdomTree actually shorts the euro while they're owning that the equities within this ETF. So over time, just to give you an idea, for the last 10 years, exposure to the euro increased the beta or the volatility of European equities by 40%. So if you were actually short that euro during that period of time, you actually would have done so much better. So it's really taken into account as people invest outside the U.S. and feel more comfortable by using the ETFs to do that, it's given you an option to actually hedge the currencies as well.
Let's talk just a little bit about the risk involved in Cyprus, because I know that some folks really don't think about Cyprus as a European country, but you have to, at least in this case, don't you?
Well, you do. And Cyprus and then Greece specifically is one of those outliers. As far as percentage of global GDP, very, very small. But we all know what type of contagion can happen in that situation. And obviously, it's not cleaned up yet, and it could continue to be worse. But I think the message is the euro in general, while this risk is there, is going to continue to come under fire, and we may continue to see a stronger dollar until that's cleaned up. But we're also seeing more confidence in global markets. So in areas especially like consumer staples, consumer discretionary, industrials, healthcare, which are areas that this ETF invests in, may continue to do well while the euro declines. So here's a way where you can continue to contribute to appreciation in global markets while also not having as much currency exposure.
Okay. With that risk overhanging things, how much of your portfolio do you commit to something like this? And what is the point that makes you say, this is no longer my buy of the week, and however long I expect to hold it, this is something that I would now consider selling?
Right. So this is strictly for tactical advisors and tactical investors, people that see opportunities overseas, but also see that the currency hedge comes into play. So right now, as you look at HEDJ, it's trading at about $49. The 200-day average is at $46.25. If it were to go below that average, you would just sell it. So I would say as far as your global portfolio, you could put as much as 10% of your global portfolio here, but it's only a tactical play. If it goes below its 200-day average, you would use that as a sell point.
Yeah, so that's a pretty tight downward level here. I mean, your limit is if things go bad, you're not going to lose much here.
That's right. And, you know, when you look at the chart, it's a pretty good cushion as opposed to, you know, something that's much tighter. But we've seen some stability in this ETF lately. I think going forward, currencies are going to come under that much more pressure. I think we're going to continue to, as we see global expansion and a little bit more positive feeling in the global markets here in the U.S., much stronger as opposed to weakness in the euro.
There you have it. It's the ETF of the week, the Wisdom Tree Europe Hedged Equity Fund, HEDJ. The ETF of the week, a tactical play with a trim downside limit, from Tom Lydon. He is the editor of ETF Trends, the president of Global Trend Asset Management. For more information, it's ETFTrends.com or at ETF Trends or at Tom Lydon on Twitter. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
There's much more to go on today's edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.